Dorvan frowned slightly, confused.
With all due respect, sir, if you didn't want to be chief of state, why did you accept the nomination?
Because I saw what was going on, Ovind said, and I did not like it.
And what was going on?
Dorvan sat, not behind his desk, but in one of the other two chairs in the room. Now, at last, Ovind sat down, holding the calf but not drinking it.
Selfishness, Ovind said,
surprising Dorvan.
Untruths. I like things plain and simple, as I understand you do, too. You should have been the one to have been chosen. But had I declined, they simply would have tossed another name on the table. And I knew that if that happened, it wouldn't be good. There are all kinds of accusations flying around. You're too pro-Dala, you're too pro-Jedi.
Both? That would be quite a neat trick to manage, Dorvan replied.
Indeed.
Why do you think you were nominated at all? Forgive me, but your own words. You're not a diplomat.
And that is why, Ovind said. A Jedi helped broker an agreement that saved my world. But the Jedi was also among those who ruled in the Hutt's favor. I despised Dala, and my brother martyred himself to protest her policies. But no one believes I have personal ambitions. And they are quite right.
I'm not following you.
Ovind leaned forward and smiled, flues drawing back from sharp teeth. His voice dropped.
They picked me to lead them,
he said in a voice that sent a chill down Dorvan's spine.
Because they think I am harmless.
And Dorvan understood.
They wanted a puppet, he said.
Exactly, Ovind said. They are right to think that this sort of power will not corrupt me. It holds no temptations for me. But they are wrong to think that I will mindlessly obey. I have done as well as I have, because I surround myself with wise beings to advise me and to manage what I am smart enough to know is not my strength. I do care about this organization. I want to govern it well, until such time as the beings of the Galactic Alliance finally have a chance to put whomever they like into office. While I will have to ask you to move out of this office, I'd be grateful if you moved only a few meters away. I'll need a chief of staff, Wynn, and I can't think of anyone better suited for the position than you.
Dorvan blinked. Desha came in with a fresh pot of calf and some pastries.
Desha, he said, I'm afraid you won't be getting a new boss after all.